Welcome to Time with Baba, the Passion of Daily Devotion podcast. Today is April 6th, Monday, 2020, day 97. Today's topic, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Father. Today's four passages are Psalm 49 verses 1 to 13, Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 1 to chapter 30 verse 20, Luke chapter 11 verse 37 to chapter 12 verse 7. Proverbs 12, verses 19 to 20. Today's main passage, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 to 20. Moses said, "See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him, and to keep His commands, decrees and laws. Then you will live and increase. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to His voice, and hold fast to Him. For the Lord is your life, and He will give you many years in the land He swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, "I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction." Deuteronomy chapter 30 verses 15 to 20 is one of my most favorite and useful passage. It is because the powerful visual cry Moses said, "I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you." It happened many times in my life that the Holy Spirit helped me to see the old man Moses cried out so loudly, "Fully obey God, choose life." Many times in my life, I felt helpless and found help in this passage. It leads me to be more closer to God, to fully obey Him and choose life. Then, right away, I experienced the presence of God and I went through the crisis. I sincerely hope and pray that you won't be pulled away from Jesus because of COVID-19. But because of COVID-19, you are more closer to Jesus. Experience His daily presence, and I'm sure that you will pass through this crisis. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us not to be pulled away from you because of COVID-19, but because of COVID-19, we are more closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you not to be pulled away from Jesus because of COVID-19, but more closer to Jesus? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.